Betty. How are you?
Great, Betty. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. Sounds like somebody just joined Steve and Betty. Would you like to say hi?
Hi, Betty. This is Elaine.
Hi, Elaine. How are you?
I'm good. We're just waiting for another snowstorm to come. How are you? Pardon me? Uh-oh.
That's terrible. More snow.
I know. We still have plenty on the ground.
We're waiting for it to come over here in the form of freezing rains, most likely, to begin with.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I think there was some of that in the state. Not right here.
Has arrived.
Good morning. Did someone just join us?
Has arrived.
Anyone like to say good morning?
Good morning, Betty. How are you?
Okay. How about you, Nancy?
I'm hanging in. We have sunshine today. It's the first time I can remember waking up with sunshine in weeks.
Yes, me too.
I love it. What's going on in Pittsburgh?
Nothing too much. It's pretty cold, even though the sunshine is there. So I'll just be grateful for the sunshine for today.
Me too. How's your dog?
She's doing well.
Okay. That's good.
Yes. Yes.
So it's just you and me?
Elaine and Steve are on there as well, and I don't know if anybody else. Nobody's speaking.
We went to a friend's house for dinner Saturday night, and there were five couples, and I decided to make that fudge with the cocoa, honey, and coconut oil.
Has arrived.
And over big.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I haven't found anybody that turns their nose up at that.
I haven't made it in a long time because it's such a pain to melt the coconut oil, I thought. But then you know what I ended up doing? Putting a custard cup on top of my toaster oven, and it melted right up there.
Oh, well, that's clever.
Oh, Marty had a fire in the toaster oven on Friday, so he had to get a new one, and they kept warning all throughout the booklet, the outside gets very hot, and I thought, aha, that would be a good place to put the custard cup.
You're so
what
clever.
What was a pain to make, Nancy?
To melt the coconut oil, you had suggested putting it in a thing of water.
Mary Lawrence
has arrived.
I put it on top of the toaster oven too, and a custard cup, and it melted right up. And
oh,
now
yeah.
I just bought a new canister of Hershey's chocolate. It says 100% cacao, which I'd never seen. The old one did not say that. And
right.
I hope they're just using that word because it just still says under the ingredients cocoa, but interest or chocolate or whatever it does say 100% cacao, which is supposed to be healthier than chocolate.
Sounds good. People are becoming aware, aren't they?
Yes, Hershey picked up on it.
Good morning to Mary. I don't think I know where you're from, Mary. This is Shaw Rogers.
Good morning, Shaw. This is Mary, of course, and I'm from Virginia.
Oh, from Virginia.
Yes. I listen to Vance every morning, every Saturday morning, and I heard you on recently. And I used to be on your call some years ago, and I thought I'd give it a try again with this new product. So, I started taking it last week. So I'm excited to see what kind of results I get.
All right. So have you got anything to give us just on info for how you felt or what how it tastes to you? Or
I like the taste. And since, well, I had a birthday on the 20th, so I just kind of went off schedule for that day. But today I weighed, and I've lost a pound. So I'm anxious to see where we go, how it's going to go, and how it's going to work with my body. I'm excited about trying.
Has arrived.
Mary, can I make a recommendation for you?
Yeah.
Take
yes.
your measurements.
Uh-huh.
Take your measurements.
Oh, okay. Good
Thank
point.
You for the reminder on that again, Nancy. That Roger said that at one point, at one of the things I heard, I can't remember which one it was, to be honest with you, but how important that is, because often we see more happen there.
Yeah, don't get wrapped up in this.
It reminds me of one young gal that totally reproportioned her body when she started
Loretta has arrived
and developing new habits. So it's amazing what we can see happen when we're, you know, willing to make the effort and change. And she had been of a particular shape her whole life, not so much a weight, because she was one of the state champions in tennis, and very, very good at that. And of course, you have to be very limber and very quick on your feet and so forth and all to get to that point. But anyway, she was very excited about the changes she'd seen, and that was on using our previous one, but just because of a major adjustment in what she was putting in her body and how she was feeding it, things really changed. So we know very well it can happen. It's, you know, the effort that we want to put forth, as well as the product now that we've got to work with, because there's such a difference in the craving being cut way, way back once you've past a number of days and you're used to not having it, because part of it's habit, behavioral habit. So anyway, and I heard Loretta come on also, and I know Nancy and Betty, right? That's who's on. Beat me to the draw here. Anyone else want to say hi?
Good morning, Char, it's Jeannie.
Good morning, Jeannie.
I'm just doing other things in the background.
That's just fine. We can multitask on this. So, anybody have any questions from the weekend? Anything exciting that took place or that you observed? And anybody that's ready to give points this morning? 9 points is as far as we got it up to, so that's what we'll stick with at this point. At this point. Points at this point.
Point.
It's a good thing to do that, to do your tracking and your journaling, because it makes you completely aware. It makes you think, if you do it before or when you're eating, it makes you think before you put it in your mouth, which is, I think, the most desirable way, instead of waiting till the end of the day and trying to recollect what you did. How you felt throughout the day is also important to realize, because that can make you adjust things that you're doing. So I'm all for the journaling. I will admit I haven't got into that yet. And we celebrated multiple birthdays this weekend also. So, I was doing sampling yesterday, and I felt like my body felt like I was doing sampling, because when I get off of it, I definitely know a difference. When I get into too much sugar, too much of a variety of things that my body isn't used to having. And I'm normally pretty clean on the plant-based part of it. And I know several of you on the call can attest to that also. And we'll also recognize, I'm sure, the times that you go off of it. Char? Yes.
I've been really amazed at the drink last. I take it in the morning and then again at noon, and I'm not hungry in between. I have to remind myself to eat supper. I'm not hungry.
You're not even thinking about the food, are you?
No. No.
This is Loretta, right?
Right, yeah. And I was listening to the call, one of Roger Drummer's seminars, and he said for the first 7 days at least, don't put any fruit in it. Because I was putting blueberries and strawberries, about a half a cup each, in my morning one. So this week I'm going to try to just do the drink with nothing in it for a week. But I lost at least 6 pounds, and then my scales went haywire, and I've got to get them fixed. They're digital. And so I haven't got those fixed, so I don't know how much more I lost than six, but for about 4 or 5 days I had lost 6 pounds. So I was pleased with that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good, but I can attest to what you're saying, too, and I know it's not just that I'm thinking I've got something different, because I'm way past that in adjustments. It is actually something that is taking place that's different in my body is what it is. And the number of people that I've had say that to me has been outstanding. So when Roger talks about the dopamine going to the brain and the change in the cravings or just the desire for food or even feeling hungry, and I have been putting mine alone in water, period. In fact, I've got it shook up on my desk right now, sitting here with it in front of me. So I have no problem. I go anywhere. Sometimes if I've had light eating the day before, and especially if I've been up later, I'll go for something more earlier, not so long, as little as 2 hours, but usually it's between 3 and 5 hours before I even think about putting anything in my body again. And when it's stretched, and I don't mean I'm thinking about seeing how long I can go, I'm just meaning that the time has gone longer, 5 hours. I'm going, wow, I haven't thought once that it's time to eat. I haven't looked at the clock. I get busy and, you know, I've just got things to do like all of us do if our mind has kicked in. So it's, what is happening is my brain is working at a different level. And so therefore, I'm not even thinking about anything other than what's at hand that I'm doing instead of thinking about food. And I'm such a foodie, as you guys all know, because I love experimenting with it. It's not even so much the eating, it's the experimenting. Mm-hmm. So I thought I would get caught up this weekend on getting some of the recipes attached to Steve's call that he's putting up now at lifestylesupport.org. Has the recordings, and if they're not titled, which some of them aren't, which I'm not sure any of them are unless somebody's given them some titles for me, if you listen to one and there's not a title, will you please send something that gives an idea of a few words of the overview of what you listen to, and then Steve will have it titled and put up chronologically, but with a title on it so you can see it, because now they're in a grouping. You guys have to poke around. I can't remember the grouping. Anybody gone in there and listened to any of them? Okay. All right. I'll drop that subject then for now. So, the purpose for our call, of course, is to give support, awareness or education, and accountability. Those are the three main points for us to have a healthier body. And we know we can all accomplish that by the research that we've been given. We don't need to just guess at it and think that we have to eat the sad American diet. No, we can do much, 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 much better than that. So I I'm going to kind of reverse it a little bit. If no one has any questions, anybody else have a question? We want to make sure those get addressed during or at the end. I did a roasted butternut squash soup with apples and the bacon, and I've got the recipe ready to attach, I think, everything except the sour cream, which is very short, and some of this stuff I have to redo. I am going to tell you, and I want some feedback on this, I put the recipe in the format I like to use, and a clue on using the recipe is, if you're working on it, to make it easier, if you just lay a blank sheet of paper over the spot where you are working at on the recipe, it's in columns, and the instructions are on the left, and the ingredients are on the right in two columns. And I've done this since I had a restaurant in 1986 because I had to devise an easy way for teenagers to follow a recipe and stay on track with interruptions in working the kitchen and the front area also to serve people. So that's why I do it. I dislike very much the way recipes are written, where the ingredients are listed at the top and your eye has to go back and forth to the bottom to see what grouping you put in next. And so that was the reason I started writing all my recipes that way. Actually, I saw it in a professional chef's book, and I don't know how many of them are written that way because I don't collect the master's books, so to speak, just the ones that I see that are on the subject where I'm working. So that's the reason for it, and if you like it, I would like to know if it makes it easier for you to read and save you time. I can put a recipe together much faster when I can read it that way and just read a grouping and remember what's in that grouping when my eye falls on it to go get those items out of the cabinet. I'm not one that stands and goes and pulls absolutely everything out before I start the recipe, which is another way of helping and to make it faster. We've got to be able to utilize our time in all areas, and when you're new at doing a slightly different way of cooking or for what we're working to attain, and that's a better level of health, of course. We need all the help we can get, I feel, in cutting time down and making it shorter. And this looks like it's a little longer than probably it's got 40-minute prep time. That's, I would say probably about right, so I'm violating one of my ideas of keeping to a 10 to 15 minute, but it was well worth the effort. And by the time, of course, you make the accessories for the recipe, the condiments, I should say, not accessories. It sounds like I'm in clothing here instead of food. You've got a little bit more time. But what I will say is once you do that, Joanne was with me and we saw the expression on everybody's face when we went to a restaurant. We ordered baked potatoes with nothing but the chopped onions, green onions, to put on top. And the waitress came back out a few minutes later and said, did I get that right? Are you guys sure you don't want anything, none of you, except I think there was five of us that ordered that? Four. You sure you don't want anything but just the onions? No sour cream or bacon or whatever else she said. And we all looked at her and smiled and said no. And then I had said, well, I'll fess up. I brought our own condiments for on top because we don't eat the animal product ones. And she goes, oh, well, I appreciate you being honest. And I said, yes, we even have our own bacon that's not made out of pork. And she goes, oh, my goodness. And I held it up, and I said, do you trust me? I did have a restaurant one time. Would you like to try it? And she goes, oh, yeah. So I dipped the spoon down in and put it in her hand. And she says, oh, my goodness. And she disappeared pretty fast. Pretty soon there was the manager out there, or assistant manager, whatever he was. He was watching over things, and he said, he looked over at us, and I thought, what's he? Yeah, they were complaining because we brought food into the restaurant. He came him over and I said, well, do you need a sample also? And he says, oh, no, she rushed right in and gave me a sample of hers. I just find it interesting or something, he said, just a couple words. Anyway, so you never know how you can get people's attention, but we had a short conversation, especially with the waitress. She was really sweet and just thought it was a real hoot. So anyway, we had three different sour creams that I had tried, two different recipes, and then the combination of the two put together, which I will, I guess I'll give you both, and you can try one and then the other. One's made with tofu, and the other one is made primarily with, well, completely, really, except a little bit, I think, of lemon juice and salt in it, with cashews. So both of them would be way more healthier, obviously, than using nothing or than putting the other on. Now, you want to use judgment because with the cashews, you've got richness, but that's also very, very good. Cashews are very, very high in vitamin K for our bones. So that's a good one. The other, the tofu, is easily digested because it's a cultured product that is, watch where you get it and that the ingredients are clean. The more natural it can be, the better for you, because a lot of it's processed with chemicals instead of in the natural way that they've done for centuries in Japan. And so if you know the source, that always helps. So we do a little investigation about the food we eat also. And, of course, organic, and you can have the silken, or you can have the block tofu that comes in the containers with the liquid on it, which is the one that this called for, not the silken that's used for desserts and so forth. So awareness, guys, is going to come up if you haven't used some of these ingredients regularly. I don't think I'm going to take time to run down through the recipe because there's a little bit to it, and it will be attached. And if I don't have, like Mary, I don't have your email address, if you'll shoot that to me at Denny Char, D-E-N-N-Y, C-H-A-R at comcast.net. I'll see that you get put on the list that I'm just starting, and we'll be adding to as we go.
Okay.
Thank you. And anybody that had any food experience with recipes over the weekend that was different or new, that was an aha for you or just something you found you liked? That means you can just speak up, not have to send it to me. I wasn't asking you to necessarily do that, but you'd sure, if you'd like something, if you have something that you share, or even a tip that you share, that you use, we'd love to experience it because that's how we all learn. And I always say I learn as much or more usually than anybody else on the call.
Star?
Yes.
On that butter, whatever you call it that you made?
Uh-huh.
I was curious to what would happen if I melted it. I didn't know if it would separate or whatever. Anyway, I melted some because I want to try it on the popcorn, and I dipped a little piece of bread in it. It was absolutely delicious. I love butter, and I never will need it again. You can do anything with that butter.
Yes, it's very easy, and that's another one that I've got to get sent down to. I better make me a list here in the margin, because I adjusted that. What you had was adjusted with more coconut oil in it after I talked to Roger, and he did recommend utilizing about 2 tablespoons of coconut oil. So I took the coconut oil to double what I had in it before. Flaxseed oil and coconut oil are the base. There's a small carrot that goes in it, one of those little tiny fingers like carrots, the little ones that you buy in an organic package, for coloring. And that's what gives it the color, and of course a little bit of a flavor also. But yeah, we've been on that now for, I'm going to say close to 6 years. It was one of the first things I discovered in a book that I haven't used for a while that has tremendous recipes. You guys, watch. I was given another one for my birthday early. It's not come yet, so anyway. And it's another one on another vegan cookbook, and it's got beautiful pictures in it. So all I have to do is look at pictures, and I go, oh, I want to make that. What's all that? What's all the ingredients in that one? So we do more experimenting with food, I'm sure, than any group on the planet, because when we're in this and it's new to us, it's fun to be creative. And you don't have to spend a lot of time, but what you're doing is you're putting more emphasis on your vegetables because we're not doing it on, oh, my goodness, what are we going to have for meat this day for what we need to satisfy for protein? No, we get the protein out of our vegetables, including our starches, and keeping the starches to a minimum, but making sure that we include them because that's where you get your highest protein content. Usually, and that's out of the beans or the tofu or a small amount of grains, and the wholer they can be, the better. They don't need to be ground into flour. They can be left whole and eaten for part of your meals or day's intake in other ways. So the less refined, including the refining we do in our own kitchen, is the best. It puts the stomach to work, and it makes it feel more satisfied when we've got the balance. And that doesn't mean that you have to count numbers to refine it to that point to get the results that we want to see happen. Okay, Joanne, do you have your book handy?
What I did was I combined some things, Char.
Okay, go right ahead then.
Quicker. Well, we all know that exercise is pretty much necessary to reduce and maintain our weight. And one way to do that is a spontaneous to start exercising. And it's like using the stairwell for partial climbing and get off the elevator early. Circle the mall before you start shopping. And if you have an appointment, a doctor's appointment, whatever you have, if you arrive a little bit early and just walk a little bit up and down the corridor. And then the last thing would be just purchase a simple pedometer, which helps your awareness and kind of motivates you to do a little further each day. And it's just kind of an easy backdoor way to slip into doing exercises and getting the habit. That's it, folks.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Anybody have any last-minute questions or comments?
A guy who writes once a week in our newspaper about different kinds of exercise that he tries out to see how they are. I read one about using, he did a step it reminded me of what Vance did, again, doing the steps. And this guy did it at Tower City or wherever it was here. He said there is no comparison between actually walking steps and using the step machine. Much better to walk the steps. Most of us have stairs in our house, so just going up and down the steps.
Loretta
has left the conference.
Really good for your body.
It is, and thank you. Thank you, guys. Make it an absolutely wonderful day. Go in and check on Steve's website. He was going to do some more work on it this weekend. I hope he did better at it than I did as far as getting all of his things checked off on his list, but this weekend was pretty heavily with family time with us.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's good. That makes me feel a little bit better, Steve. I'm not relying on that you're ahead of me. don't mind at all, because I always feel guilty when I don't get to some of the most important things that I feel are on my list. And that was definitely one I wanted to close out on what I'd already done. So, again, today will be work, and we've got a heavy schedule starting out. Guys, I'm going to push you a little bit. Make sure you're putting this in front of the people that you're crossing paths with. It can so much change their life as well as ours with the great repay we get for doing it, because I saw it happen with people that were around me, the results, and I can't even begin to tell you now. So we're out of time. We have to run.
Thanks, Sharon.
Make it a wonderful, healthier day. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Char.
Appreciate you.
You're more than welcome.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.